Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about the Beef Quality Assurance Program, BQA.
Absolutely. The Beef Quality Assurance Program has improved beef quality and increased consumer confidence for more than 30 years. BQA empowers cattlemen to take responsibility of being a key part of the production cycle that leads to quality beef. And so as a reminder, BQA is a comprehensive management program that couples common sense cattle husbandry techniques with accepted scientific research to help farmers and ranchers raise cattle under optimum conditions. The BQA program exemplifies what beef farmers and ranchers have always cared about, which is a commitment to caring for our animals. Consumers, from moms to our largest retail and food service customers, can feel good to knowing that there's a national program in place that sets consistent animal welfare and care standards across the beef industry. So we want to encourage all Oklahoma cattlemen to participate in the program. And for more information, visit BQA.org.
Well, it's always an up and down game where the grain prices are concerned. OSU crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson says wheat prices are back in an up-and-down motion right now.
Well, you go back last week, we had a 40-cent decline in wheat prices. Medford prices dropped from $7.17 down to $6.77. But this week, they've been wandering around in about a 10-cent range, somewhere around that $6.80. The basis has been steady. If you look at forward contracting for 2022 wheat, you can forward contract in Medford now for $6.80.
And what about soybeans and cotton?
Well, they're a little different than the corn and the wheat. Soybeans, they knocked off 80 cents off the market on the last couple of weeks, from $13 to $12.20, but put on another 40 cents this week, so they recovered a little bit. They're back to about $12.60. Cotton got up to 95 cents last week. It went down to 93. It's wallered 93.94 now. And canola, if you're looking at forward contracting canola for harvest delivery of next year, 22, $11.40. That's a pretty good canola price.
Anderson says corn and sorghum prices also pretty volatile.
Well, they've also been volatile. And you go back last week, corn prices fell from $5.58 to $5.21. That's a 37 cent decline. But again, this week, wallered around in about a 20-cent range, down around $5.20. Sorghum follows corn prices at Medford from $6.13 down to $5.50. This week, the price is $5.50 to $5.55. Just not much happening there.
So overall, could we say that the prices may have stabilized?
No new information. We were getting a lot of information in the last couple of weeks. Russia going from 3.1 billion bushels down to less than 2.7. European Union rain going on there in France, Germany. German crop down around 4%. France crop about 40%, less than 40% of its milling quality. You've got South America, you've got early freeze down there, you got dry conditions. All that information was last week. This week, not much has changed.
Well, do you think prices are going to stay up or down?
At the end of the market every day, we're at equilibrium, and there's a 50% chance of prices going up and a 50% chance of prices going down. And I think the market is comfortable with where it is right now. There's going to be some things happening relatively soon in the corn market, because once that corn starts hitting the scales, the crop tours had corn production above USDA, so we'll see how that works out. So things can happen pretty fast in corn and in beans. With wheat, I think it's a little more stable.
To hear more from Dr. Kim Anderson on his weekly show, Sunup, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
More hay in a day means better field service, better parts on hand, and on-call techs. And that's exactly what you'll get from Great Plains Kubota, the brand that serves. Now's the time to get a great deal on a new Kubota baler from your local Great Plains. Balers like the field-proven Kubota BV4180, backed by a 4-year, 30,000-bale warranty. So, for hay tools that work as hard as you do, shop Great Plains Kubota. Or visit us online at gpkubota.com. That's gpkubota.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.